Hello everybody, good morning. This is your friend and brother Mobita Nawa. I want to talk to you today about managing change, dealing with change. What do you do with your life, with your career, with your health, when there is a sudden, abrupt shift in the activities of your life? What do you do when there is an increase in reaction towards the responsiveness of your soul, of your mind, of your body, of your spirit? I want to share with you today to say one of the greatest skills you can ever acquire in life is the ability to deal with change. What is change? Change is a sudden shift in the trajectory, in the status quo, in expectations, in realism. Change is the movement, sometimes expected, sometimes unexpected, sometimes with a warning, most times without a warning. For some, change takes them into shock. I didn't expect that to happen. But within shock, there must be a helpful, healthy, holistic approach to the embracing of the new reality. An ostrich is famous for many things, but one of the things that the ostrich is infamous for is that an ostrich has an ability to bury its head in the sand. Because it has this big, humongous, gigantuan body, the ostrich fails to hide its body. So what it does is it buries its little head in the sand. As far as the ostrich is concerned, it is protecting itself, shielding itself from harm and danger, from intrusion and protrusion. But how do you hide a micro part of your macro body when in actual fact your heart is exposed, your feathers are exposed, your hindsight is exposed, and that's how some of us deal with change? We run away. We start getting addicted to substances. We start engaging ourselves in activities we shouldn't be a part of because we are in shock. I came to challenge you today and say, wake up from your slumber. Wake up from your shock and accept your new reality and stand up like the leader that you are. Change demands leadership. Change demands a healthy approach. Within your mind, there must be a contingency plan. In a car, there is a spare wheel. In every car, there should be a spare wheel, except a motorbike. But in a car, there is a spare wheel. There is a jack, or what we call in Zambia, jeke. There's a wheel spanner, perhaps a locker nut. Blessed are you if you have a cross wheel spanner, because a cross wheel spanner has a 22, a 19, and so on and so forth. There has to be something within you that prepares for the inevitable, that says defiantly, come what may, tire burst, flat tire, I will prepare for this change. We buy medical insurance to prepare for change. We buy life assurance to prepare for change. Some people don't buy life assurance because they don't believe in that kind of change. I read a poster when I was studying my marketing that said there was a man who didn't believe in advertising. So for years and years, people told him, advertise your business so that people can know who you are. And this man adamantly refused and says, I shall not advertise my business. Well, in the end, his business collapsed. And he needed to sell his business, but there was no one to buy his business. So he ended up advertising his business for the first time. Unfortunately, it was also to be his last time. He advertised his business in the local newspaper. He took an ad and paid for it, and the advert said, "Local businessman out of business, business for sale." And somebody came and bought that business. Why must you change, wait for your business to collapse before you advertise it? Why must you let change overwhelm you before you adapt? Change demands proactiveness. Change demands adjustment. Change demands preparedness. And as we change, our next steps must be better than our previous steps. There must be improvement. The Kaizen theory of self-accountability, self-improvement, and self-correction. There must be improvement. If the new change isn't better than the last change, then why are we having it? Change must bring advancement. Change must bring peace, tranquility, and prosperity in our lives. Whatever your levels of change, whether it's academic, professional, health, relationship, social, whichever sphere of change you're facing, I came to encourage you today to say adjust. Adjust and adjust well. Have a blessed, beautiful day. This has been your friend, your coach, your brother, the lazy boy Mobita Nawo from Zambia, a place where birds fly backwards.